All the signs are pointing to a long, continuing resolution lasting until March 31st. That's half of fiscal 2017. So maybe contractors should consider reworking their plans so they have a half-year fiscal strategy to start April 1st. For one view of what this might look like, Larry Allen, president of Allen Federal Business Partners. And Larry, what would it look like? Because really now the Trump administration or the incoming group wants this half-year continuing resolution.
They definitely want this, Tom, and congressional leaders are inclined to give the incoming administration what they want. You'll get their team, who has an ability to have a little bit of a say on spending priorities, not a lot because most of this has already been done, but more influence than they would have now. You'll still have Republican-controlled House and Senate, so the feeling is let the new Congress handle this, and we'll just get it done in the springtime. Now, for contractors, that means that if you've been traditionally approaching the federal fiscal year as a distance race, it's not going to be a distance race this year. It's going to be a sprint. And like any type of sprint, you want to make sure that you are loaded into the starting blocks and ready to go for when the gun goes off. So there's a lot of work that can be done now to make sure that you're in those starting blocks really ready to go. Conversations with your customers, real and prospective, are absolutely essential, because once the gun goes off, it's going to be almost a sprint through the last couple of quarters of the year.
What are some of the things that contractors should be doing now to get into those starting blocks?
Federal agencies can't begin new project starts now, but that doesn't mean they don't have a list of projects that they want to start once they get appropriations. So contractors need to get the information not just on what those projects are, but the acquisition method the agency is going to use to buy this, the timing, the size of the acquisition, all the things that they need to know from a environmental standpoint. But also, if you haven't had the opportunity to go meet the people that are conducting this procurement or the end users who are going to be benefiting from it, you should be doing that now, too. Relationship building, relationship development are an important part of making sure that you've given yourself the best opportunity to be successful once the procurement hits the street. If you've spent all of your time doing research, you're not badly off, but you're not going to be as well positioned as someone who's done the research and has the relationships.
Because it's probably fair to say that the federal customer is just as anxious to get his or her program off the ground as you, the contractor, are.
Tom, that's a great statement, and you're absolutely right about that. Federal agencies, particularly in the Department of Defense, do not like operating under a continuing resolution. They are upset that they're going to have to operate for a full half of year this way. They are going to be extremely anxious to get things out the door, particularly in cutting-edge areas like technology, new technology investment. We've heard a lot about that in the IT world. But also, there's a hiring freeze on that comes around every time we have a new administration, Tom. So agencies are going to be eager to augment their staffing levels with contractor labor, because right now some of those missions are being either shared or just unmet. So as much as contractors are eager to get going, I would say that most federal customers are even more so.
So really, once the adversarial part of the relationship is over and a contract is awarded for something, you and the contractor, that is you, the federal agency and the contractor, really become mutual allies.
Well, that's right, because you have the same desire to get business done. You know, your agency has its mission that it feels is critically important to meet, and you, the contractor, are the mechanism through which that happens. So looking right now as if you are on the same side most of the time is a good way to view it.
We're speaking with Larry Allen, president of Allen Federal Business Partners. And one more thing in your blog this last week I wanted to point out as a story of caution for federal contractors that don't perform necessarily as they should or they hope to on a particular contract. And you mentioned the case of HP Enterprise and NASA with regard to cybersecurity. Some lessons learned in that one.
Well, I think the big lesson to take away, Tom, is you can have really nice meetings with the head of your agency customer, or you can have other types of meetings with your agency customer head. And in reality, we know that most government contractors never meet the head of the agency that they're doing business with because they don't need to. So right away, if your CEO is getting a phone call from, in this case, the NASA administrator's office saying, hey, you know, why don't we come in and talk about your government contract? That ought to be a red flag. Because now the head person is involved and they're interested, but they're not interested in giving you a citation for being a great corporate citizen. They're interested in knowing what you, the CEO, are going to do to make this project that's off track better. And your CEO is then going to say, why is my federal division that represents only a X percent of my overall business now causing me heartache? You know, I have other things to do as CEO. I have board meetings. I have mergers and acquisitions to look at. Now I have to go talk to the NASA people. So if you're the head of the federal division for that company, you're going to have some explaining to do and a lot of work to do to brief your boss. So we want happy meetings, Tom. We want happy meetings between contractor and agency customer, ones where everybody understands the scope of the project, and there's been good contractor performance because everything's been properly scoped and good discussions have been held. If you have to sit in and talk with the head of your customer agency, that's probably not a good thing. And contractors need to understand the environment that they're working in. You know, this can be a highly public type of discussion that reflects in a certain way on the company, and not only are other federal buyers going to know, but your competitors are going to know too, and they're going to go out to every single client that you're looking at and talk about your bad performance here, so bad that it even had to get the CEO of the company involved, and that's going to potentially be harmful to your ability to close new business down the road.
And this was, in fact, the performance under the ACES contract for cybersecurity services to NASA. And do we know that that meeting between Meg Whitman, the head of HPE, and Administrator Charlie Bolden did result in some changes?
Well, we know that it resulted in changes. We know that it resulted in promises from Meg Whitman that they will get ACES back on track. And the reports subsequent to that meeting are that while there are still challenges, that, in fact, progress is being made. And look, the other thing to understand here is that, you know, HPES is working its way out of this issue. But probably a pretty good bet, Tom, that HPES didn't create all of these issues. NASA probably helped create things by moving certain targets.
Sure.
And changing definitions and scope here and there. But whether it's fair or unfair, the scrutiny and the media story is about a contractor not performing as it should have on a very high priority security contract, and the contractor is the one that's taking the hit.
Nothing like NASA to bring you back down to earth. Larry Allen is president of Allen Federal Business Partners. As always, thanks so much.
Tom, appreciate it, and I wish your listeners happy selling.
Read more about this contractor advice and find a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.